New census figures paint a troubled picture of California. The state has the highest poverty rate in the nation due to its affordable housing crisis. Many lower and middle income people are being priced out of their apartments. One proposed fix is on the ballot. It's a measure that would let cities enact stricter rent control. NPR's Kirk Ziegler reports from Los Angeles.
You can add Robert Rodriguez to a growing list of Angelenos living right on the brink of homelessness. Rodriguez used to be a truck driver. He's 82. And when I met him, he was leaning on his walker outside his old apartment. He had been evicted the day before.
Everything is gone, yes. It's all storage.
Now, in February, his landlord told him rent was going up by 15%, to be followed by possibly another 30 to 40% increase. He couldn't pay. They went to eviction court.
And in court, we lost. So I had to leave.
But where to go? His neighborhood, densely populated MacArthur Park with its many worn mid-century apartment buildings, is gentrifying. Landlords are suddenly asking and getting $2,000 a month or higher for one bedrooms. Rodriguez can't afford that, and he's worried he'll end up homeless.
It's an embarrassment more than anything else, I think. At this point in my life, I should be sitting in a rocking chair waiting for the pearly gates to open up for me.
California is now home to almost a quarter of this country's entire homeless population. This is an often cited statistic for those backing Prop 10, which would allow cities to pass or expand rent control. It would repeal a law that prohibits rent control on any unit built after 1995 and a little earlier in some cities.
California has the worst housing crisis in the country for two major reasons.
Peter Dreyer is a former deputy mayor of Boston who now teaches public policy at Occidental College in L.A.
Wages are stagnating for the majority of working families, and rents and home prices are going up much faster than wages.
And Dreyer says the system is stacked against renters in particular. A report by the National Low-Income Housing Coalition figured that just to afford market rent in L.A. right now, you have to make at least $32 an hour.
We have a shortage of housing that's affordable to school teachers. It's affordable to firefighters. It's affordable to janitors. It's affordable to garment workers.
The people who make a city tick, or any community.
Right.
But Prop 10 has its detractors, including people who build low-income rental housing. Elizabeth Bloom is a project manager at a San Diego-based nonprofit developer called Wakeland Housing. She's worried that if it passes, there could be a patchwork of cities with different rent control laws and limits.
Which makes it very hard for developers to get things done efficiently because there's different rules to figure out in every city, and it just adds to the cost of development, which is part of the problem.
Bloom says even just a little uncertainty threatens funding for a project because developers need to know how much rent they're going to bring in to cover their costs. Private firms like hers see themselves on the front line of fixing the housing crisis because federal housing subsidies for the poor have steadily declined since the 1980s. Bloom says rent control is just a Band-Aid, and at the root of the problem is the fact that there's just not enough housing.
The real solution to our affordable housing crisis is more construction of housing across the whole spectrum.
The state estimates it needs to build well over 1 million new units right now. Land is in short supply, and a lot of what is being built is high-end, and that's fueling a lot of the anger and momentum behind the push for rent control. Like in a lot of booming American cities, L.A. residents are watching as whole blocks are demolished to make way for luxury homes and big, fancy apartment complexes with pools and gyms.
The rent! The rent! It's too damn high! The rent! The rent! It's too damn high!
Prop 10 supporters and neighbors of 82-year-old Robert Rodriguez are protesting on the street in front of his old building. Well, the building's owners say the rent increases were needed to cover maintenance costs and are still below market rates. For now, Robert says he and his wife will stay with his sister while they desperately look for a new place.
If you don't have family, you got a problem. You got a problem. MacArthur Park is filled up. All you got left is Skid Row.
All you've got left is Skid Row. Rodriguez hopes it doesn't come to that. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News, Los Angeles.